B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Frank?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Morning.
How can we help you, sir?
I'm hoping you guys can help me out because, I went on this date with this girl recently, and I thought we had it off. I mean, we actually had a pretty good time, and she's just ghosted me, so now I don't know what to do.
Okay, so tell us about the date.
Well, we met up in Cambridge. I mean, it's one of these, it was like, an online type of thing. So we both swiped right at each other. We both met up. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if she didn't have a car or something, but she kept wanting to walk, like, everywhere. But it was just kind of like, we're kind of like restaurant and shop hopping all over the place. And end of the night, she kind of just said, okay, I got to go. And then she just took off. And I'm like, okay, I'll see you later. Or she's running out the door. And nada. Now she's like ignoring my DMs. She's not, no text. Nothing.
Yeah, it seemed like towards the end of the day, she wanted to get out of there. Did you sense any moment where something shifted?
No. That's the thing. It was like up to that point, everything was just, it was completely, we were about to hook up. It was like, it was on.
Oh, these are the fun ones. All right, well, Frank, you hang on, and we'll try and call her for you next, all right?
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hey, it's brought to you by Big Y World's Class Market. Warm weather means barbecues, picnics, and Big Y's delicious, just like Mom's Deli salads, homestyle potato, egg and potato, macaroni, or coleslaw made with only the finest ingredients and only at Big Y. All right, we just spoke to Frank. He swears up and down that nothing weird happened during his date with Gina. There was a lot of walking around Cambridge, going into places, getting drinks, all that stuff. But he said, like, at the end of the date, she was ready to leave. She was like, all right, I'll see you later. Mm-hmm. I'm out. And since then, no contact. So, something happened.
Something always happens.
Yeah. Yet they never know, Pebbles.
Right.
Isn't that amazing? All right, so Frank, are you still there?
I'm still here, man.
All right, stay quiet. We're going to try and call Gina right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Gina?
This is Gina.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gina, sorry to wake you up so early. It's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And the reason that we're calling you, I can explain it to you. Can I just have 30 seconds to explain?
Okay,
so we got your phone number from a gentleman who likes you and would love to take you out on a nice date. So basically, our offer is you pick a place where you'd like to go out to eat. You pick the day, the time, whenever you're free, and we'll set up the whole thing. We'll reserve everything. We'll pay for everything. And then just to see if you and this gentleman hit it off. It's somebody that you know about. I'm going to tell you his name because you know him and you like him too.
Okay.
You ready?
Sure.
What do you think of Frank?
No.
No.
Just no.
I mean, what do you think of him was the question, exactly.
So you're saying, you're not even like going to think about it? You're just saying no?
It's the same Frank from the other night, couple weeks ago.
Yes, and he told us. So he was telling us about your date. Now, he did say at the end of the date, it seemed like you were a little urgent to leave. And he's confused. Yeah, and he's confused why, because he doesn't think that anything weird happened.
Okay, I prefer a different kind of guy that takes, I guess, better care of himself. I don't kind of
better care weird. Of himself. That could mean so many things. In what way?
I'm trying to be respectful here. I don't think he wipes properly. I don't know.
You don't think he wipes properly?
Oh, my God.
He went to go put something on the TV. And when he bent down to go pick up the remote, I saw like a stain on his drawers. I don't know it could be a number of things, but honestly, what do you think a stain on somebody's drawers means?
Hell no.
Well,
wait, hold on a second.
Are you trying to say this dude pooped his pants? Like, what are you trying to say?
I'm not saying anything. I just know what I saw.
Gina, Frank is on the phone and he's listening to this.
So what?
Frank, you're a good dude. If I didn't see that, we'd probably be on a second date now. Why would I lie about something like that? I liked you. You just had shit in your drawers.
Oh, man.
Listen, I mean...
Dude, that's mortifying. I'm sorry. That's embarrassing.
It just sucks that she saw it. Frank, did you poop your pants that day?
Not that I know, but if I did, it's all her fault. It is completely her fault.
How the hell is it her fault that you your pants?
She had me walking all over Boston. And I say, hey, why don't we just stop for a second, take a rest, whatever. You're trying to be like kind of like, you know, subtle about it. She's like, no, we gotta go to this place now. Well, now I gotta take out these stupid coral necklaces and just bullshit. And wait. Oh, whoa. Let me ask you this. How is your undercarriage after doing a 5K all over the city? Let me ask you, how much swamp ass do you have going on? You think I pulled out your drawer and all you smell nothing? Bullshit.
First of all, I'm a grown ass woman, so if I have to go to the bathroom, I will go to the bathroom. That is not my fault. How you gonna blame me because you didn't want to take a shit in the bathroom? I got you.
Guys,
all right, listen,
guys, wait. How about we do another date?
Is that a no?
I only grew up with grown ass men who know how to go to the bathroom when they need to go.
Shut up.
All right.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10s.
They say that it's good to show your emotions and to express yourself, your feelings to your partner. They say that. Well, who the hell is they? Because if you do that, there's a chance you might end up talking to us for a second date update on the 10s. We got a new one tomorrow and it's funny as hell at 8:10. All right. So check it out right here. Get up on.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.